kids in this world who are different, special. They look like us and they act like us, but they are not us. And one of them is missing. Anders, kids, stay together.
Listen to your father. This airport is busy.
That's right, folks. The Anders family has just arrived in lovely Anchorage, Alaska, home of the Alaskan STEM competition, where the nerdiest of nerdy, older brother Cyrus, is expected to take the grand prize.
He's come dressed for victory, donning a suit. You heard that right, folks. An actual suit with a tie and everything.
Cyrus is hoping that the suit will distract from his little sister, Birdie's unicorn sweatshirt and jingle bell earrings, despite the fact that Christmas is still months away.
She's looking savage.
Hate to break up the fun, guys, but let's not forget we're in a strange city. Even though Casey said no one from Whittier would be here, we need to be on the lookout for anything unusual or...
Mr. Anders?
Yes?
I'm with the shuttle service from the competition.
May we see some ID?
All right. You're thorough. Here you go.
Thanks. Perfect. Mr. Turnley.
Can I help you with that bag, Missy?
No, I got it. It's my favorite skateboard.
Right. Let's just head to the shuttle. Do you need an extra booster seat for the robot, or can I go in the back with the luggage?
So, Cyrus, you never told me. What's the special thing you put in the robot?
It's just an idea I had. Hard to explain, Holiday.
Since when do you not like explaining something, Cyrus?
Exploding volcano cleanup in section G7.
Wow. I've never seen so many brainiacs in one place.
And Cyrus is the brainiest of them all, right?
We'll find out soon.
You look nervous, Cy.
This is just how I look, Calls.
Are you worried about Casey? Whittier? Because Hovey's here to protect us.
Listen, about Hovey...
Hello, folks. Checking in for the STEM competition?
Yes, sir. Last name is Anders. Our son Cyrus is competing in...
Here's our star junior scientist.
Principal Palais.
Am I happy to see you all? I have a sneaking suspicion Whittier Middle will walk away with top honors tonight. Casey, your partner is here.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hello,
Casey.
Hi, Cyrus.
Hey.
I really need to talk to my partner, you know, about the presentation. Excuse us.
Don't go far, Casey. Cyrus, the governor will be introducing you soon.
Over here, where no one can hear us.
Casey, if this is about Hermione's secret weapon...
Zip the lip, sci-fi, and focus. Whittier gave me an assignment while I'm here. I need to get a sample of your blood.
Let's sit here, all. We'll save spots for Mom and Dad.
Birdie, is it weird that Hubby didn't react when Casey showed up this time?
Hubby was probably too busy trying not to pass out from Principal Palais's perfume. Gag.
Maybe it's a good sign. Maybe Casey really is on our side now.
Oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh.
What?
That man over there? He's one of those Whittier sunglass dudes from the school concert.
The guy with the sweater tied around his neck and loafers?
Yeah. We gotta tell Mom and Dad.
Child catchers.
Where are you going? You're not gonna talk to him, are you?
Nope. We're gonna follow him.
Of course we are. What are we doing in the parking lot, Holiday? Unless you know how to steal and drive a car, we can't follow the guy any farther.
Huffy can help us. Besides, if this guy really is from Whittier, Casey lied to us. And if she lied, Cyrus needs to know before he gets on that stage for his presentation. Now where'd Sweater Guy go?
Over there! Near that van.
With the other guy in the sweater.
Must have been a sale on golf clothes.
Come on, Birdie. Let's get a little closer so we can hear them. Hide behind that green car.
Have ID'd Petri Dish.
Petri Dish? That's their code name for me. Or Cyrus. Casey did lie. These guys are from Whittier.
One day you'll listen to what I gotta say.
The second that Petri Dish walks off that stage, he's ours.
Did you hear that, Birdie? They're going to kidnap Cyrus.